The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Jenny on here because Jenny called us yesterday. She has been living with a dude for a couple of years, but they were friends. Now it's turned into something more, and she wanted our help over the last 24 hours to see if he kind of feels the same way about her as she does about him. Hey, Jenny.
Hi. Yes, I've never had the official couple talk, and I just want to know like how he really feels about me.
All right, go ahead and reset this from yesterday because we do have results for you, so you will know how he feels here in a couple of seconds. For those that didn't hear it yesterday, tell us what got us here. I mean, you guys have been living with each other for 2 years, right?
Yeah, and then about 3 months ago, things got more flirty with us, and we started hooking up, and we pretty much sleep in the same bed every night, but we just never had that official couple talk. And the other night, I actually heard him on the phone. He just referred to me as his roommate. So I don't know what we are. I guess I'm in a situationship.
So just to clarify for everybody listening, yes, they've been living together for 2 years, but living together as roommates for 2 years. It was just a couple months ago that things escalated to a more physical, intimate level.
And we were thinking maybe yesterday that conversation you heard, he's still unclear on exactly what you guys are also. So maybe he didn't want you to hear that he doesn't know what label to use either.
You and Abby had that wishful thinking. Mo and I had a knowing glance.
What was the common theme?
He thinks you're his roommate.
Yeah, I think he knows exactly what he's doing.
Okay. All right, well, let's find out. I will turn this over now to to Abby.
Okay, so we had a friend comment on your roommate's Instagram story. He posted a selfie video of himself on top of a hill or a mountain of some type with really pretty sunlight shining through the clouds. And here's how the conversation went. So we had her say, OMG, gorgeous. And then he replied, thanks. I took this the other day and forgot to post. One of the prettiest sunsets ever. And then she said, yes, it's pretty, but that's not what's gorgeous.
Turn it up.
And then he replied, you are right. I was just checking out your pics. You're what's gorgeous.
Here we go.
She said, I'm blushing. He said, how did you find me?
A radio station.
She said, I guess Instagram knows what I like. How often are you taking these sunset hikes? And then he said, well, full disclosure, this wasn't during a hike. I was driving and I pulled over for this view. And then she said, so do you go searching for sunsets alone? And then he said, so far, .. She said, so far, you don't currently have anyone to join you? And then he said, I do not. And then she said, no girlfriend? And then he said, nope. And then she said, nobody special in your life at all? You must be dating someone. And then he said, not really, waiting for the right person to come along. And then she said, someone who enjoys mountaintop sunsets? That can't be hard to find. There are lots of us out there. And then he said, oh, really? Sounds like we need to meet for a sunset date. And then she said, sounds like a perfect way to get to know someone. And then he said, why wait? Tomorrow? And then she said, let me make sure I'm free. And then got out of the conversation and then blocked his ass.
Okay, Jenny, he's really not guilty of anything.
He really didn't do anything wrong.
He really hasn't done anything wrong here. I mean,
he's not cheating because you guys never establish yourself as a couple. He strictly views you as a roommate with benefits.
What you think?
Well, I'm very disappointed.
I know. I'm sorry.
All you got to do is have a conversation with him, right?
Yeah, I mean,
because I want something serious, so I don't want to play games like this.
Okay, but so, as my friend Jenny, you want something serious. It's we have the proof is in front of us. He does not want something serious, and I don't think you having a conversation is going to change that. I think it's going to make things very awkward in your current living situation. So I would advise you to stop sleeping with him. Like, I just feel like this has the potential. It's already hurt you, right? Again, we established he didn't do anything wrong. You guys were not exclusive. He didn't cheat on you. You guys were just, you know, bump buddies. So at this point, you have to decide if he wanted to. We always say this all the time. If he wanted to be with you, he would be with you.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is the sign you need to self-check and be like, all right, he is not into me the way that I am into him. So do I want to continue to have this strictly physical relationship, or do I just want to put a stop to it, move on, and find somebody who can give me what I'm looking for?
I say bring a dude over to the house.
I agree.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think when he brings it up, you got to say you got to stop because you're seeing somebody new.
Yeah. Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Stir up a little jealousy.
Try it.
And verbalize what you want in the future instead of being afraid to talk about it, because you end up here either way. So say what you want.
The Burt Show.